CMS board members hope to involve city, county, and town leaders in a discussion about redrawing school boundaries. To kick that off, they invited their fellow elected officials to hear about the area's changing demographics yesterday, but only a handful showed up. WFAE's Lisa Wharf has more.
The few who came said a county meeting and city council debate waylaid their colleagues. They, along with a couple hundred curious members of the public, heard a lot of numbers from UNC Chapel Hill demographer James Johnson. CMS is already what's called a majority-minority school district, with white students only making up a third of the district. Johnson said CMS's complexion is changing, but the district hasn't seen anything yet.
When I talk about the browning of America, I'm talking about the source of growth in your population, in your community. That's what's going to transform your society. That's what's going to transform your school system.
Johnson said between 2000 and 2010, Mecklenburg County grew by nearly a third. 82% of that growth was non-white. About 30% Hispanic.
We know where the next generation of kids are going to come from.
That's why he said this region can't afford to leave behind Hispanic and African American students. After all, he pointed out, Mecklenburg County doesn't just need an educated workforce to compete with Cabarrus and Union counties, but to compete with whole other countries. Johnson suggested CMS use what he called competitive collaboration to gain support for changes to ensure minority and low-income students get a good education. Superintendent Ann Clark said it's time to get that discussion going.
This is our moment as a community to take charge of this conversation, to deliver a student assignment plan that makes sense for our community in 2016-17.
Many board members have said they want a plan that makes diversity in schools a priority. They say there's a way to do that without a return to busing. The school board hopes to have guidelines for redrawing school boundaries by February. At the CMS board meeting later on in the evening, Clark told the board she doesn't want to eliminate shuttle stops for magnet schools altogether, rather keep some in place where there's a critical mass that would use them. Several parents had urged the district to keep them. No one spoke about the plan to expand magnet schools next year during the public comment portion of the meeting, though a couple dozen people held up signs urging the board to open a Montessori high school. The board will take further comment on the magnet plan and other changes on November 10th, the same night the board votes on them. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf in Charlotte.